At the last Winter Olympics in 2002, Shawnee Davis became the first African-American athlete to compete in speed skating. The 2006 Olympic Games begin tonight in Turin, Italy, and Davis will be there again, still the only Black American speed skater. But he's starting to influence others. In Washington, D.C., some young skaters are intensely training to be just like Shawnee Davis. NPR's Rolando Arrieta reports.
At 7 a.m. on Saturdays, dozens of young kids meet up at the Fort DuPont Ice Arena, a public rink across the Anacostia River in southeast D.C. Some are dressed in tight purple skin suits, helmets, and ice skates with long metal blades.
Two laps. Go to the start. Ready? Go!
They're learning how to speed skate, and their dream to go to the Olympics.
Excellent. All the way to the finish, Suleiman. All the way to the finish, Gregory.
These kids are part of a nonprofit inner-city youth program called Kids on Ice. About 4 years ago, two mothers wanted to expose kids in the community to something new. So one of the moms, Gwen Bryant, sat them in front of a TV to watch the 2002 Winter Olympics in Utah.
And they asked me, you know, why aren't there any Black people in the Winter Olympics? And I said, well, tend to do sports that we're not familiar with or we don't participate in, so I thought it'd be a good idea to call the rink to see if they would let them skate.
And start a local club. Bryant was also inspired by an article in Jet magazine about Shawnee Davis, so she knew it was possible. Bryant and colleague Kenita Harrell contacted the local rink officials who said yes to their idea and donated the ice time. They also found a volunteer coach, some used skates, and threw the kids onto the ice. 4 years later, Harrell says, they've come a long way.
We were just laughing a minute ago about how they were on the wall and crying the first time we put the skates on them. They didn't want to do it, but we kept pushing them. Keep going, keep going. And to see them break away now is wonderful.
They are far away from reaching their Olympic dream. The group is just starting to make a showing at area races, but they're in good hands. Their coach, Nathaniel Mills, is a three-time Olympic speed skater who coached Shawnee Davis when he was a kid. He trains him on speed, technique, and strategy.
But even if you cut one block, you get disqualified.
I know, but Amir went all the way through.
Hey.
Mills' main pearl of wisdom is to have fun.
The way I look at it, if you're having fun, you'll keep coming back. And if you keep coming back, just subtly, you'll be developing some skills, including some life skills, that the next thing you know, you're in your mid-teens, late teens, and you're a more complete person.
Okay, we're going to do one game of Sharks and Minnows.
Yeah.
Jordan, can you get the orange cones? Gather up the orange cones, Gregory and Willie.
I'm gonna help
you. Gather the brown cones there. Gregory, grab the brown cones down there.
I'm going to help
you. John Paul, you hold the bucket.
John Paul Jazz is all of five. I caught up with him after practice in the locker room where he told me all he's learned about speed skating.
Crossovers, bending our knees, and we have to push our legs so we can go faster.
Suleiman Abdullah was John Paul's age when he started skating. He's 11 now and has a better idea of how to go faster.
You gotta come to the line. You gotta get yourself set in the position. Then you go off. You gotta sprint when you go off. Then you go out doing crossovers when you make the turn.
10-year-old Kelsey Little says she can't wait to go to speed skating practice every Saturday morning at 7.
And it's fun when you're going really fast because all the wind is going in your face and it feels cool.
She says she wants to be the first Black woman speed skater in the Olympics. In these Winter Games, Shawnee Davis is competing in 4 speed skating events, and he's considered a strong medal contender. And as he sprints for the finish line, these young D.C. skaters will be watching and cheering him on. Rolando Arrieta, NPR News, Washington.